Pinoy.
Ang maayos na kondisyon ng pelvis ay mahalaga para sa lahat. Subalit sinasabi ng mga eksperto na papabayaan ito ng mga kalalakihan dahil sa kakulangan ng kaalaman at nagdudulot ng kahihiyan ang isyung ito. Ayon sa Continence Foundation of Australia, marami sa mga kalalakihan ang hindi alam ang kahalagahan ng good pelvic floor muscle control, pelvic floor na ehersisyo at higit sa lahat, hindi alam kung kailan at kanino humingi ng tulong kapag nakakaranas ng ganitong problema. Sa datos na nakuha ng foundation, hindi lang ang mga may edad o matatandang kalalakihan ang nagkakaroon ng bladder o bowel incontinence o problema sa pagpigil sa pagtagas ng ihi o pagdumi. Lumalabas sa pinakahuling datos na sa 1.36 milyong kalalakihan sa Australia, higit one-third ang may problema dito at nasa edad 50 taong gulang pababa. Ayon kay Dr. Ashani Couchman, isang urological surgeon sa Adelaide na nag-oopera para sa mga may problema sa prostate at sumusuri din sa ibang urological issues, may tatlong problema na dapat pagtuunan ng pansin ng mga kalalakihan. Una dito ang tinatawag na post-micturition incontinence, na ang ibig sabihin ay ang pagtagas ng ihi kahit kakatapos lang galing sa banyo. Mahina ang pelvic floor strength ng lalaki at problema sa prostate.
The most common thing we see is men with prostates that are getting bigger, and so they can end up with reduced flow and increased frequency of urination and difficulty in getting to the toilet in time and then ending up leaking. Then there are the men with a history of prostate cancer with variable treatment for it, who then end up leaking because they're unable to hold back the water because the sphincter or the tap that keeps them dry is no longer competent. Then, of course, there's the group of men who have other neurological or injuries. So it could be a spinal cord injury, could be Parkinson's, could be MS, which then results in a combination of both of those things, which then sort of is compounded by the lack of mobility and access to toilet.
Ang mga seryosong kondisyon sa isyong ito ang kinakailangang isa sa ilalim sa operasyon. Subalit ayon sa doktor, marami silang magagawa para tulungan ang mga kalalakihan sa simula at pagkatapos ng operasyon. Kasabay din nilang pinagtutuunan ng pansin ang mga may hindi seryosong problema sa pagkontrol ng tagas ng kanilang ihi. Ayon kay Sean Morrison, ang kilalang pelvic floor physiotherapist at director of the practice Women's and Men's Health Physiotherapy sa Melbourne. Maliban sa ginagawang surgical management, ang physiotherapy ay makakatulong sa mga kalalakihan na may problema sa sexual dysfunction, pelvic muscle control at pelvic pain.
So yeah, we see men with a range of pelvic health issues. So bladder incontinence is often one of them, and sometimes they've been diagnosed with prostate cancer and they're planning to have surgery. So we actually see them before their surgery. So we can teach them how to find and exercise their pelvic floor muscles because they'll definitely be needing them post-surgery to help get their bladder control back. So I also see men with bowel problems. Other men with sexual dysfunction, I can help them. Men with pelvic pain, their pelvic floor muscles are involved. So for them, rather than strengthening the muscle, we might be helping them to learn how to let it go and relax it and reduce the tension in it. So a lot of variety.
Dagdag pa ni Dr. Couchman, maraming sintomas na maaaring magpahiwatig na may problema. Subalit hindi ito nangangahulugan na seryoso ito. Pero kailangang magpatingin sa doktor para malaman ang tunay na kondisyon at nang hindi na ito lumala.
Sometimes these things creep up on people. So they might be coping, you know, they might be toilet watching. They might say, look, before I go somewhere, I'm not going to be drinking. I'm going to be wearing a couple of different pairs of pants. Or, in fact, you might avoid going out altogether. So if you're finding that you're governed by your bladder and you're not governing your bladder, then I think it's time to talk to someone. it might be a loved one that talks to you and says, actually, you seem to be going to the toilet a lot. Actually, you're not coming out for us to go out for lunch or go out for dinner or go to the movies because you're going to the toilet all the time. It might be a partner who might say you're waking up quite a lot at night or wetting the bed. So I think ultimately you seek help when you feel like you are no longer in control.
Kadalasang kasama sa panggagamot ang bladder diary o paglista kung ilang beses umihi, pag-ehersisyo at pag-inom ng gamot. Ngunit para sa mas seryosong kaso, kailangang matingnan ng espesyalistang doktor para maopera. Sa karanasan ng isang residente sa Melbourne na si Ian, na tinatayang nasa edad 70s, matapos ma-diagnose ng prostate cancer, kailangang sasailalim ng prostatectomy. Pagkatapos lang ng kanyang treatment sa cancer, nadiskubre ng mga doktor na may strictures ito at kailangang sasailalim muli sa operasyon. Ang stricture ay isang kondisyon kung saan kumipot ang bahagi ng kanyang bituka, dahilan upang bumagal o naharangan ang galaw ng pagkain sa naturang parte, kaya dapat itong operahan. Matapos ang operasyon, dito na naranasan ni Ian ang problema sa pagpigil ng tagas ng kanyang ihi.
Then, having an operation to clear that, I was totally incontinent after having the strictures. Absolutely, totally incontinent. And it was, basically nearly destroyed me. It was an absolute nightmare after what I'd been through and then suddenly ending up in that situation for a pretty minor little checkup. So I became totally incontinent after that, and that's when I sought the help regarding continence.
Dahil dito, matapos kumonsulta sa physiotherapist, sumailalim ito sa maraming lower core exercises at test. Subalit hindi ito nakatulong hanggang muli itong nagpa-opera para malagyan ng artificial urinary sphincter para magsilbing taga-control sa tagas ng kanyang ihi. Komplikado ang operasyong ito dahil kailangang may ilagay sa pelvic region at sa scrotum para gumana ang sphincter. At hindi nagkamali si Ian na sumailalim sa operasyong ito dahil napabago nito ang kanyang kondisyon.
Now that contains a band that goes around the urethra and a little plastic tube or something of fluid in your scrotum with a little pump on it. And every time now I go to the toilet, I get 3 presses on that pump. It releases the band around the scrotum, like around the urethra, and I go to the toilet normally.
That's amazing.
It's a bit funny if you go into the MCG and there's a heap of people there looking at you and you're playing with yourself, but other than that, it's fine.
Sa ngayon, dinadaan na lang ni Ian sa pagpapatawa ang kanyang karanasan habang nagbibigay ng suporta sa ilang grupo ng mga kalalakihan na may tulad niyang kondisyon sa kanilang komunidad. Kapag nagtitipon-tipon, kabilang sa kanyang ginagawa ay ang paghikayat sa mga kalalakihan na magpatingin sa doktor at bigyan ng kaalaman tungkol sa mga problema sa prostate. Patuloy din itong naghihikayat sa lahat ng mga kalalakihan, bata man o maedad, na ugaliing mag-ehersisyo at kumain ng tama. At huwag lang gawin ito kapag may nararamdaman ng problema sa katawan.
I just don't seem to have a focus on exercise and proper exercise of keeping themselves fit. And I think one of the saviors to me has been that I've always been a fitness fanatic, and I'm still working out regularly at a gym and swimming kilometer and so on. And all of those things help with your core muscles, which control the continence.
Pahabol na abiso ni Dr. Couchman para sa mga pasyenteng hindi nangangailangan ng operasyon, ngunit nakakaranas ng sintomas ng paghina ng bowel at bladder function. Maaring kailangan nilang sasailalim sa treatment plan.
If you don't have any other medical conditions that are contributing and you've noticed there's a deterioration in the bladder function, then often you can either look at what you're drinking, controlling what the irritants you're drinking, things like caffeinated beverages, ensuring your diet, your exercise, and your weight is well controlled, your sugar levels are well controlled. you could seek out your local physiotherapist who might be talking about things like bladder retraining, which is where you're about able to hold your bladder a little bit longer when you're urgent. And also your GP is a great place to go to begin with, because they can examine your prostate and say, look, does this look a little bit big? Do we want to talk about medication? Can we help you empty your bladder better? That means you're not rushing to the toilet and leaking on the way.
Para sa mga Australians na nakakaranas ng incontinence o problema sa pagpigil ng tagas ng ihi o pagdumi, maaaring maka-access sa 5 Medicare-funded na pagbisita para sa chronic disease management o enhanced primary care plan sa pamamagitan ng kanilang GP. Kabilang din sa plan na ito ay kaunti na lang ang babayaran sa 5 pagbisita sa physiotherapy. Maaari ding bumisita sa mga libreng clinic na matatagpuan sa mga naglalakihang ospital sa buong bansa. Para sa karagdagang impormasyon, tumawag sa National Continence Helpline sa 1-800-330-0066 o tumungo sa kanilang website sa continence.org.au. Ang mga impormasyon sa ulat na ito ay gabay lamang para sa karagdagang payo na naaayon sa iyong problema o sitwasyon, mainam na kumonsulta sa inyong doktor. Laging tandaan na ang kalusugan ay kayamanan na dapat ingatan. Para sa Healthy Pinoy, ako si Sheila Joy Labrador.
Healthy Pinoy.